The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Brandy Baldwin. I like that name. Sounds like a character, Brandy Baldwin. All right. Email in. Tell us what sitcom we should write around Brandy Baldwin. This young lady started a solo cleaning business 2018. We're recording 2022, serving the residents of Winnipeg, Canada. So, man, I've got questions. What made you start? Are you still solo? Do you love it or hate it? Give me a little background, then we'll dive into your question.
Sure. I started it out of necessity. The business I was running with my partner at the time stopped. And so I needed something sort of quickly. I wanted to work for myself. I wanted it to be flexible. So I started it with not really knowing where I wanted to take it. It grew pretty quickly. And so I'm still a solo cleaner. I haven't hired, but my intention is to hire. I was going to grow it and then I didn't. And it's because of so many stories I was hearing from other cleaning, like friends of with cleaning businesses saying how hard it was to find people, what a nightmare it was. And I got discouraged and then thought, well, I'll just stay status quo. But then I heard you talking about core values and that it really resonated with me. And I thought, yeah, why can't you find good people? You can find good people for anything. So, yeah, I just want to like get into it a bit more with you. Cool. So I can really, yeah, understand it before I hire.
So let me give two encouragements to not just Brandy, but Cleaning Nation. And then we'll jump into your specific question. One, I think Jim Rohn said, if you take the net worth of the five people that you are closest to, that is your net worth. I've seen that to play out. And I've also seen if you take the attitude of the five people you're closest with, that is your attitude. It's really frustrating for me when people that are fat talk about how hard it is to lose weight and it's impossible and discourage other fat people. And I've been skinny. I've been fat, not trying to judge fat people. It's just, we kind of get that. But when we go to people who are cleaning and can't get out of cleaning, when you say I'm going to get out of cleaning, that threatens them because if they get out of cleaning in their minds, they're stupid and you're smart. They failed. Mm-hmm. Somehow your success makes their failure that they were able to tolerate before less tolerable, which is sickening because the right answer is, man, I haven't figured that out, but if you ever figured out, Brandy, let me know. I would love to. So I just want to encourage everybody of that. Second, anyone right now, go to McDonald's. Sadly, there's probably one within 2.5 minutes of you. If you'll walk in, there'll be anywhere between probably 7 and 25 employees doing a harder job than you're going to ask them to do in worse conditions for the same or less money than you're paying. And if you're like, they pay way more, then pay more for crying out loud. You got to pay what McDonald's pays. So that an ineffective way of thinking is no one hires everything. If we just talk to people that don't know how to hire, we're going to build a belief pretty quickly that it's impossible to hire. I love what you said, Brandy. Then I got your podcast and I heard someone that knows how to hire and it's not the easiest thing in the world, but it's simple, it's possible, it's doable. So instead of asking the people that didn't know how to hire what they thought about hiring and getting an obvious result of it's impossible, I figured I'd find someone that does know how to hire and I'll ask them. Such simple math, but nobody does it. So Cleaning Nation, if you are talking to people that are not getting the result that you want in any area of your life, you want to be skinny? Don't talk to fat people. You want to be rich? Don't talk to poor people. You want to get out of cleaning? Don't talk to people that are cleaning. Talk to people that have gotten the result that you want. And then you can kind of take that into consideration, right? I get so sick of people that don't own businesses. Business is hard. It won't work. Employees suck. I've heard, you know, let me share a horror story with you. Like, I don't need your horror story. Why not share a story about a multimillionaire that's changed thousands of lives for the employees that he's hired? No, we don't want to tell those stories. So, all right, rant over. That's where I want to start. That said, Brandy, what's your specific question? How can I help you best in this moment?
Well, so I'd like to know how to identify the core values in new hires. And also, do you market to the, how do you market to those core values in your advertising or your landing page or whatever? And then, yeah, how do you identify it once you have people who you want to bring in?
So right off the bat, Brandy, I've said this before on the podcast, but I want everyone to get it. The quality of your questions is half the, probably 80% of the result you're going to get. If you go, why can't I hire anyone? Why does nobody want to work? Why is this so hard? What's going to happen if I hire people and they steal something and quit? Like all of those questions, no matter how good of an answer I give, if I have to answer that question, it's really not going to help, right? So those are the bad questions that can get you further away. Good questions would be the opposite. How great will my life be if I can hire a bunch of people and they make my life amazing? What would it look like if everybody wanted to work for me and employees brought me joy as opposed to pain? Those are positive, but general. So much better than the first set of questions, but they lack specificity. It's tough when people come to be like, how do I get a bunch of new work? How do I get a bunch of new workers? I'm like, well, we've got 20 minutes.
Where do I start?
Yeah, we'll have 10 minutes left over to talk about sports. Like, come on. So that very specific question, Brandy, of how do I identify what my prospective employees' core values are? And should I, and if I should, how do I advertise to get the right core values? That is such a specific question. As long as I know what I'm talking about, I can't help but give you value. So I just, for everybody else, I would literally spend as much time crafting the question as I would asking it to someone that knows what the heck they're doing. So really good job on that, Brandy. That is.
Thank you.
I know it feels like I'm making a big deal out of something stupid. It's not stupid. It's a
I spent a lot of time thinking about it actually, because I wanted a clear, I wanted something tangible that I could move forward with. So
I love that. So A, it's going to bring a lot more value to the community. And for you, Brandy, it's going to bring a lot more value to you. So for everybody out there, just A, only ask people that are getting the result that you want for help or for any feedback, help or not. Just don't, they don't even get an opinion or a voice if they haven't got what you want to get. And B, when you get the opportunity, ask a really specific question. It's going to be actionable. I love that. Love, love, love it. Okay. So there is, it's such a good question, but there's one pre-question we need to answer first, which is so clear because you asked such a good question, which is what are your core values? Because we're not really looking to see what their core values are. That's a general. Specifically, we're looking to see if their core values match our core values. So no judgment, just looking for information. Are you clear on your core values?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I'm wording them well, but I think earnest, hardworking, playful, and of service. Like I really enjoy being of service to people.
I love that. So I'm going to give you a quick bit of feedback on that, and then I'm going to answer your question. Okay.
Yeah.
So for everybody out there, including Brandy, we don't want concepts. We want commands. So being of service is a concept. A command is help others, help out, serve people. Earnest is a concept. Be earnest is a...
Okay.
So just put an action word or a verb in front
of it.
Okay.
Great.
Say them again. So playful. So be playful. I love
that. Like lighthearted, maybe. Like I want somebody who is doesn't have a heavy energy, if that makes sense. Like I want somebody who...
Believe it or not, pick the one that you like, but
yeah,
be playful is a really, it's a really descriptive word. Like who would want to play at work? Now, and again, if lighthearted is... I'm telling you what resonates with me.
It's
going to be yours. So be playful or be lighthearted. Great. Earnest, we're going to come back to because that one's a little fuzzy. What were the others?
Okay. Hardworking.
So work hard. So again, hardworking is a concept. Work hard is a concept, is a command. Work hard, be playful. What was the third?
Be of service.
Help others. Serve your fellow humans. So however you want to do it, but make it one of our core values is help out, right? It's a command.
Okay.
So pick the words you want. I love all of those. What do you, when you say be earnest, what do you mean?
Like genuine, honest, like you're saying what you mean.
Okay. Those are all better. So be honest is clear. I shouldn't say better, clearer. Earnest can mean a lot of things.
Right. Right.
Be honest is clearer. I'm not saying it's what you want. You said another one, be genuine.
Genuine, be honest.
Honest is probably a little different because I can be honest and fake.
Right.
Right. genuine is a little different than I'm not saying one's better or worse. They're just different.
No, I hear you.
I like $2 words as opposed to $20 words. So one of our core values is be real. I think as it relates to genuine, be genuine is a little fancier way of saying be real or be yourself. So I would, if it is, be honest is pretty. So be earnest is very fuzzy. A lot of people, a lot of different things. Be honest is like, or tell the truth. There's no misunderstanding that. Be real, I think, is a little clearer than be genuine. So good. All right. Now that you've got your core values, and we'll go with be playful, help others, or help out, however you want to go, be real. And
Work hard.
Fantastic. I love that. So now we've got a better question. How do I find people that share those values? I'm putting words in your mouth, but is that,
That's correct.
So the cool thing is, on the tactical, it's so funny. Most of the people, most of the time people ask me tactical questions and I give them mindset answers. You ask me a mindset question, I'm giving you a tactical answer. So apparently I just want to be disagreeable with the
world.
And I'll hit you with the what you're saying, but the tactical part is we're going to need a funnel that people go through. Typically what we coach and is wildly effective is a hiring ad to a group interview, to a one-on-one interview, to a working interview. You've got to communicate those values in every step of the way. So if one of your core values be playful, but your hiring ad is like, we are a fast growing team that is looking for modern day executives that want to work hard and grow fast, paid training, you know, it sounds super corporate. It's like bull crap. That's not playful. Right. And again, there's not right or wrong. It's wrong for you because one of your core values is be playful. But if one of your core values is be professional, which would be at odds with be playful, right? Neither are wrong. They're just different. You just have to follow that. Even if your hiring ad is good, but I go to your website because most are going to check out your website and your website's super professional, it's not going to work. If I go to your website and your hiring ad and they're all playful and hardworking and real and earnest and sincere, and I get a vibe that you're telling the truth and you're being real with me, that's all fantastic. And I show up for the group interview and the person, whether it's you or somebody else, is like, bah, 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 and they're not that, the whole thing's shot. So I'll answer your question, but it has to be consistent. So the beautiful thing about core values is they're your core values. So if I got to say for me, have fun, make money, be real, and help out, that's ours. Say you didn't share those. And I'm like, these are your core values. These are what your customers want. They're what your employees want. It's what's best for the company. Go out and live those. Anyone that spends 9 seconds with you is going to find, especially with the be real, how you're right off the bat, you're violating it because they're not even your damn values.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the cool thing about your core values is they're yours. Like my clients that do events with me, or we meet, or we go to dinner, or they see me with my family. They're like, you're the same idiot as on the podcast. It's the same dude.
Yeah. Like, you're living your core values.
It's so easy because if I had to like, oh, I'm on a podcast with Brandy, I got to pretend to be this like guru. I'm never a guru. I'm just the same idiot. Ask my wife. It's so easy. So when I show up, I can just be me. And then if I see you in my real life, I'm like, oh shit, it's a client, act all fancy. It's the same idiot. Right. So that's why it's so important that they are your core values. Nobody can fake it that good. And even if you could, for crying out loud, the energy that you would spend to do that is exhausting. So once they're really your core values, make sure it goes throughout the whole thing. Easy for my website to be silly and representative of me because it's me, right?
Yeah.
And do people get turned off by my vibe? 1,000%. And it's fine because they're not going to, I don't want them as clients and they don't want me as a coach. So it's like, and all my team's kind of with my vibe. So that it's not like they're just not like me, but love my team. They're going to hate all of us and they're going to drive my whole team.
Yeah.
So it's this like big snowball of effectiveness or ineffectiveness if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So answer one is you got to know what your core values are that you're trying to find. Answer two, you have to be consistent in all areas. People, especially if one of your core values is to be earnest or be real or be genuine. Right. And then you're only in half of the process, but not the other half. Whole thing shot. Whole thing shot. Okay. The next way is we are going to weave in open-ended questions that doesn't give the right answer. So, well, first of all, I'm just going to ask them, are you the kind of person that wants to be, and by the way, most ads are that boring, fast growing company looking for hardworking, energetic individual, paid training, flexible hours, you know, just the whole,
I just saw one the other day.
You just read my ad word for I know. And everybody's ads the same way. So if everyone's ads the exact same thing, what do I have to choose from as an employee? What do you think? Yeah. If everyone adds the same, how will I decide what ad to respond to as a prospective employee? There's only one.
The one who pays the most.
Nailed it. It's exactly it. Exactly it. And even if you do pay the most, which I would not recommend, we want to pay well, but not the most. Well, now you got me until someone else pays a nickel more and then I'm out.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. Even when I'm there, one of my favorite stories is Zappos used to, I don't know if they still do it. They used to pay any employee on their team $2,000 to quit.
Oh, wow.
$2,000 to quit. So you ever wonder, are they just here for the money? Or are they really down with our cause?
That's amazing. Yeah.
You know, there's so, and because there's so many employees that quit, they just don't tell you. They just keep taking a paycheck. Mm-hmm. They just quit showing up and doing the work and being down with your cause. They found it was worth at that time, at least $2,000 or more to get them to raise their hand and go, I'm not down with the cause. Please replace me with someone better. And like, I will write you a check to get the hell out of here. I thought
that's so clever.
Yeah. So you don't have to do that, but you want to have that mentality, right? So even if you were paying the most and it wasn't a core value, so it's just a mercenary, is that who you really want? Like, you are going to have the experience of this is miserable. Okay. So first, you got to be clear with what your core values are. Second, you have to articulate them. Third, you have to articulate them in a clear way, right? In a command that's, you know, genuine, is not a, it's a concept, not a be real, tell the truth, be yourself, whatever that looks like for you. Third, you have to be consistent. If you're only that way and part of your funnel, your process, people are going to smell it out and it won't be real. Finally, in your ad, as opposed to being boring and doing what everyone else is doing, who can't also hire, right? And we're like, oh, you don't know how to hire. Let me write my ad like you. You're going to talk about who they need to be, not what they need to do. Every other ad is clean, growing, training, blah, 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 blah. No offense. I can clean anybody. I can train anyone to clean. If they are at their heart, having fun, making money, being real and helping out, and that's who they are, and they're that way in their personal life, I promise you they can clean. I always make the example, I would be a terrible cleaner. I suck at it. I'm no good. But if you hired me, I'd be a good cleaner. Cause I'm going to have fun. Everyone's going to enjoy being around me. I'm going to be real. I wouldn't tell you I could do the job if I can't. I'd say, this isn't my passion. I'm passionate about this company, our vision here, but I'm not the best cleaner, but because I know that's part of the thing, I'll do a good job, make money. I know that I want the company to make money. I know I need to make money. I know no one's going to make money unless I do a good job and then help out. If I really truly want to help, not just my partner and you as the owner, but the person I'm with, I'll be a great employee. And I suck at cleaning. You can find the best cleaner in the world, but if they don't want to help out, they're no fun. No one wants to work with them. They're miserable.
Or they're grumpy. Yeah, exactly.
They're grumpy.
Yeah.
They might be the best cleaner in the world and they'd be terrible. So talk about who you want, not what you want them to do. That's that. And then finally, when it comes to, so the hiring ad, you're going to kind of hit pain bullets. You're going to want to say definitive statements. Are you the hardest working person you know? You get sick of lazy people? Guess what? If I'm a lazy person, I am out. You don't have to tell me lazy people need not apply because I'm going to try and worm my way in. But you go, hey, you love hardworking people. Lazy people make you sick. Let's talk.
Right.
I'm a hard worker. I'm like, finally, someone that just says what they mean. And guess what? You're being real. And if you say it in a fun way, lazy people make you sick. You want to punch somebody? Give us a reason. You got to talk. Now you're being playful. Right. You're being real. You're talking right there. In one sentence, you've wrapped up three of your four core values. So you're just going to say things that are provocatively you, right? Like when I don't like cursing, I think it sounds stupid, but every now and again, I curse. I do it the same in my real life, right? I don't think it's cool, but whatever, it is who I am. I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts. I'll be wearing this all day. I'm not like, oh, it's the podcast. I got whatever. Like it's there. So once you get them in face-to-face, then you're going to ask questions that are open-ended. You don't want to, so here's a bad question. Hey, Brandy, we really believe in making money around here, not just for you, but for our clients and for ourselves. What do you think about that? Brandy's going to go, all in, boss, let's do it, right? You know, this is a ridiculous question. I'm going to say, how do you feel about making money? When can you make too much money? Have you ever made money and seen it hurt a person? How important is making money to you? Like just general, and why? By the way, the first question gets you a little bit, the why is where you really get the answer. So hard work. What do you feel? What's too hard to work? What's not hard enough work? How would you respond if you felt you were working too hard? When's the last time someone said they were working harder than you? See, these are really just general story type things. And they're like, we're not really telling them an answer. We're just asking a question. And then why? When's the last time someone told you that they're working too hard? Blah, 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 blah. How'd that make you feel? Why do you think they said that? So we can, that why, the follow-up question, bam, is going to be it. So just to wrap it up, long story short, you've got to have your core values clear. If you don't have yours clear and you did a really good job, Brandy, you're pretty close. Don't even get on to trying to figure out what other people's core values are. You're like, how do I figure out Brandy's core values? What are yours? Yeah. I don't know. Well, then what am I worried about Brandy's core values if I don't know what mine are? So you got to be clear on yours. You got to be consistent throughout the entire funnel. When you're doing the ad, talk about who you want, not what you want them to do. And then when you talk to them face to face, just ask questions about stories that is going to reveal the values that you want without telling what the value is. Just how do you feel about this? And I go both ways. So say for us, it's make money. I just go, when is too much money? When have you seen making money be a bad thing? How do you feel about money? How important is money to you? Why is making money important, or is it important? See, I'm asking all these questions. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really know where he's coming from here. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah.
Questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, I feel like you covered everything. I can't wait to listen to this like 10 times over because it really is like that I wanted like direct, like, how do I find that? Yeah, I think it was answered perfectly.
Cool. We're going to end where we started, Clean Nation. I think it's one of the better podcasts we've done. And the reason I think that, I wish I could say, is because the genius of the microphone. It is not. It is a genius who asked a genius question, which makes any answer that's truthful and helpful really good. So as excited as I am about core values and all that, and hopefully you've got some kind of creative juices flowing, I would really, really, really spend some time going, what are the 5 best questions I can ask to get what I want? And I guess I'd start with, what is it I clearly want? Then what are the 5 best questions I can ask to get that? And then the other, what 5 questions have I been asking myself that are getting me away from that? And it could be, or others, right? I'm asking someone that is cleaning all the time and is miserable in life, how do you get out of cleaning? Maybe I won't ask that anymore. you know, what mistakes did you make that you wish you hadn't? Even then, I'm not going to ask them because I don't even know what the heck's going on. So ask better questions, get your core values. Cleaning Nation, if this is scratching where you itch and you want more, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. We've got over 700 podcasts. I would start with the on-demand training. And if you stay to the outro, there's a text number where you can text me. It's a group thing, but I get them on my phone individually. I do not give it to my team. Comes to me, say, hey, talk to you soon. Well, here we are at the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.